Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. White, Sunnyside, Kooranbong, New South Wales, Australia. April 9, 1897. Portions of this letter are published in 4BIO 293-294. Dear son Willie, everything is going forward well on the school grounds. Every available helper is put into service. The cistern is bricked up. Next, the plastering takes place. Brother Herbert Lacey and his wife and Chrissy Hawkins and baby came today. I sent my Surrey to bring them up. He is feeling real well and means to engage in the school at its beginning. I am so pleased. Sarah and Sister Haskell and Maggie have just come from preparing the room in the second building for meeting tomorrow, Sabbath. Next Sabbath, it will be in the upper story, which will be used as a chapel until we can do better by being able to build one of our own. Elder Haskell may not be able to be here under 2 weeks. Then he will come, I think. Brother Hare and Sister Haskell will help hold the fort. At present, Elder Daniels and Elder Haskell will keep in Adelaide to see how matters will turn with Hawkins and McCullough. But more after the Sabbath. April 11th. We met in the last new building. What a change for the better. Sister Haskell, Sarah, Maggie, and Minnie joined the force and worked to prepare things for the occasion. May White drove a span of horses before the Surrey to meet her dear brother whom the Lord has spared to us, Brother and Sister Herbert Lacey, and Chrissy from Tasmania with her boy, a good-looking plump boy, who joined them at Sydney. All went directly to Father Lacey's. Brother Herbert walked from his father's to the meeting in the new building. He feels so well, and we are so very thankful that the Lord wrought in his behalf, making Brother Simmons his human agent. He carried through the case without drugs. W.C. White, the Lord has opened to me why so many cases are lost who have typhoid fever. They are drugged, and nature has not strength to overcome the drugs given them. Our physicians ought to spend the money invested in drugs to employ the very best class of nurses that will go through the treatment process upon pure, hygienic principles. Herbert was very low because he was sick 1 week or more, yet he traveled home. I felt so sad that our people in Melbourne put him all alone in second-class compartment where they were smoking and crowded, and he so sick. But the Lord has been merciful. We prayed for him most earnestly, and he was treated wisely and well, and has come up from his sickness, his whole system purified and without a long period of debility to recover from drug medication. He walked from Father Lacey's to the building, and we thanked the Lord. The congregation was large, and the blessing of the Lord was upon us. All seemed of excellent courage. Herbert and his wife bore their testimony, and it was full of thankfulness and praise to God. We had the best testimony meeting we have had in Kooranbong. There was an old man present who sleeps out of doors, a tramp, we would call him, who said a few words with the rest. He has not attended a religious meeting for above 60 years, until 1 week ago last Sabbath he was in the meeting, and last Sabbath. He is 80 years old. Some other strangers were present. There was a wave of thanksgiving to God that he had prospered us to be able to meet in a better situation to worship God. His blessing was in our midst, and we all felt it was a privilege to be there, for we knew that Jesus was present and his blessing was given us, which we appreciate so much. We have been pressing matters forward as fast as possible. The past week, many women and men have given their time, for we had no money to pay them. This week, the same work will go forward. The bedsteads were thoroughly cleaned yesterday. Connell has gone over them all with the kind of paint they use for furniture. His pledge is to keep him at the work 1 week longer. Brother James has given 1 week, also Brother Warsnop. The girls will do something more after this mail is off. School will open at the appointed time, the 28th day of April. Brother Herbert Lacey will be on hand, ready to begin. We hope Brother Haskell may be able to leave Adelaide. He is doing good work. Brother Hare felt so down because he had to leave, but his wife, Sarah, and I have tried our best to supply the lack and Brother Hare feels of excellent courage. I have had much writing to do for Melbourne and Adelaide. I am so sorry I cannot write you for this mail anything in regard to Adelaide, since Sabbath and Sunday meetings. I hope Brother Haskell will write you. Sister Haskell yesterday read the letter to me which she has written to the General Conference Committee and to you. She understands the matter and feels deeply for Brother Haskell's sake. Let the General Conference carry his case as they have done. He feels every change of this kind, and it hurts him. And when once he gets an unfavorable impression, it sticks in his mind and is hard to remove. Do not make any changes. Let the General Conference take his case for the future and settle his bills as they have done. His help is valuable, and he has the very best woman I know of in the world for him, and she will help him. We must be very careful, courteous, and tender of the few men who are spared to us who have a long experience in the work of God from its earliest years. Tell them all to deal with Elder Haskell carefully and liberally, for his whole heart and whole being are in the cause of God and its advancement. He has not a selfish thought in his mind. His wife is just the help he needs and is an excellent worker. She is now president of the Sabbath School, and a wonderful change has come. She will give Bible readings in the school or anywhere. If he is obliged to be off, as he has been called away, now she can come right in as an instructor. We are glad that Brother and Sister Hughes are coming. We will welcome them heartily. Brother and Sister Lacey are much pleased that they are coming. We shall begin school without delay at the time appointed. The Lord has means for us somewhere, and he will work with his own power. Satan will make his masterly efforts as he has done, but he will fail, for the Lord can do that which he will for our good and his own name's glory. I send you letters written for you to do with as you see best. In reference to Edson White, be sure and meet him and spend enough time with him to find out how he stands. I am of the opinion that the southern states are not favorable to the health of himself or his wife. But the Lord knows all about this. I merely mention it, that if the health is endangered, they should find places where they can unitedly labor and give all that there is of them without reserve to the Lord. These children lie very near my heart, and all I ask is that they may be just where the Lord would have them in His work. If I never see them in this world, we will meet where there is no separation. If it becomes necessary that they be with or near me, the Lord can bring that about. The will of the Lord be done. Mother.